I'm Diane Orson. This is Connecticut Public Radio. Attorney General Bill Barr faced pointed questions on a range of issues at the House Judiciary Committee hearing yesterday. I reached out to Connecticut Congressman Jim Himes for his reaction. Himes, a member of the House Intelligence Committee, questioned Robert Mueller last year on the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Himes says the Barr hearing left him feeling dispirited.
Because if you watch the hearing, you think that this is a conflict between Democrats and Republicans. And the Republicans are standing up for the Attorney General, and the Democrats don't like the Attorney General. It's dispiriting because, you know, first of all, he's a trained attorney. He's a good thinker. And so the chances that you're going to get clear, honest answers from him in a 5-minute period of time are fairly low. But the issue here really is that the attorney general, from the moment he became attorney general, has constantly overstepped his authority in favor of the president. That started, of course, with his mischaracterization of what the Mueller report said. Such a mischaracterization, Bob Mueller actually said it was a mischaracterization. It continues all through any number of actions, including participating in the violence against peaceful protesters in Lafayette Square, so that the president could stand with a Bible in front of a church. So sadly, what you see on TV is not really what's going on here. This is not a Republican or Democratic issue. This is an attorney general who, more than any other attorney general in our history, is acting not in the service of justice, but in the service of his boss, the president of the United States, Donald Trump.
I want to go back to the Mueller report that came up during the hearing. Representative Stephen Cohen of Tennessee made the point that the Judiciary Committee still doesn't have an unredacted copy of that report. Why does that matter?
Well, it matters ultimately to the American people because it's unsatisfying to see a report page after page blacked out. Now, as a member of the Intelligence Committee, I have seen almost all of the report. But, you know, certainly the Congress and eventually the American people deserve to know all the facts, particularly at a time when the Attorney General, and this is probably the worst part of his testimony, in his written testimony, he says the Russiagate. He sort of challenged the notion that there was anything there around the Russia investigation. Number one, we know because of the unanimous assessment of the intelligence community that Russia interfered in the 2016 election, that they did it on behalf of Donald Trump. And I understand that Donald Trump doesn't like that fact, but it remains a fact. And then we also know that there was plenty of really untoward, really not okay activities between the Trump campaign and Russia. And to have the attorney general dismiss it as Russiagate is just unacceptable for a man who's supposed to be independent.
So what's your takeaway from the hearing?
Well, again, I find these hearings a little dispiriting. And, you know, with all due respect to my colleagues, it is instructive to know that Bill Barr refused to testify in front of trained staff. I mean, people who have prosecutorial experience, who could ask a series of questions that you know, might be a little harder for the attorney general than my colleagues who have 5 minutes each and are going to pursue lots of different lines of inquiry. But my main takeaway here, and I mean, I sort of hate to get political when we're talking about the business of the American people, you know, Barr is going to be a defender of the president, not a defender of justice until the next administration.
Congressman Jim Himes, thanks for your time.
Thank you.